Hey guys, this is Sarah, producer at Evergreen Podcasts. In this episode of Cheer, we'll be celebrating my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to me is full of thanks and food, and in today's episode, I've collected three of my friends from Los Angeles to put together a little cooking show sketch for your enjoyment. This is The Tasty Apron. Enjoy!
Hello, everybody out there in podcast land.
Welcome to another delectable episode of Tasty Apron.
Today's our very special podcast as we're going over Thanksgiving today. And I would like to say, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I am thankful for my wonderful co-host, Heather.
Aww. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I'm thankful for you, too. And that wonderful smile you bring every show.
Oh, I am thankful for that wonderful personality of yours.
Oh, my goodness. And those muffins you made me last week.
They were so delectable. The blueberries were huge. I picked them from Smith's Farm.
Oh, my gosh, Smith's Farm. I'm thankful for those guys over there.
I am thankful for them, too. You know, ever since the Parkinson sold theirs and turned them into condos, I have been selectively at Smith's Farms. And I got to be honest, I did not know what I was missing.
I'm thankful that you never look at our YouTube comments.
What's with our YouTube comments?
Oh, they're not good for you.
For me or for the show?
For you. Okay, let's move on.
Wow, we have a special guest. Is that right?
Today we have one of our favorites. Let's welcome to the show Mama Gazpacho.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
We're so excited to have you here today.
Just wonderful.
You know,
just so delighted.
I'm blushing.
Yes, very thankful for you to be on our show today.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm thankful you're thankful.
So I see today that you are preparing for us a favorite family dish for Thanksgiving here. I can see everything set out before us.
What is this favorite recipe of yours that we're going to be working on?
Well, this is something that's been passed down in my family for quite a while, and I think you're going to like it. It's called peeping mushroom pasta.
Wow, oh. Peeping mushroom pasta.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. The finished result is beautiful on the table. I tell you what, it just really brings a lot of color. We got the white ones, we got the yellow ones, we've got some beautiful deep red ones, and these green ones with like kind of like a blue fringe to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it
dear.
just looks like you just, you know, rolled a log over and found this beautiful dish underneath it.
I normally don't have mushrooms for Thanksgiving, so I'm a little excited, let's say, to interject this into my Thanksgiving course.
It really fills out the menu, I find.
And how many generations back does this recipe go?
The first recipe card was indeed written in stone.
Oh my goodness.
Wow,
yes.
Stone. And I imagine the stone is has been passed down from generation to generation. And
Oh, that broke a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's such a shame.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, you would think that stone would last, but actually, you drop it, and it breaks.
Oh,
so
dear.
I guess we can no longer use that phrase, carved in stone anymore.
Well, let's get right into that recipe.
Okay. So, first thing you're going to want to do is melt the butter in a medium frying pan over medium heat. So we're thinking medium, you know, just like you're trying to read someone's mind. Just think medium. All right. So once you get that butter going, then you're going to take the flour, boop, 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 and you're going to mix it to form a paste. So once you've got this kind of pasty thing, you know, don't lick it. It's very hot.
Ooh.
Cook it for 2 minutes. All right. And then we're going to remove it from the heat and let it cool for 2 minutes. And then we're going to gradually add some milk, whisking, just very whisking. Okay. I'm going to whisk this up. It's good for your eyes.
Oh, mama. Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez, you're really splashing it all over the place.
Yeah, you can see my right arm is a little bit thicker than my left one because I got a lot of whisk in practice. Okay. Now we're going to place the pan back over the medium heat. And in go the onions. Okay.
There they go.
Into the party, onions. And then some clove and a bay leaf. And then we're going to let this simmer.
Now, what about these mushrooms over here?
We're going to get to them. They're sitting in a wonderful bath. They've been listening to some NPR. They're feeling good.
Oh, they feel good.
Yeah, they do. All right. So we've got the oven preheated to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You might have noticed this other pot over here has been doing its own little thing. It is salted water, and it has now come to a boil. So we're going to put the pasta in. We want it to be, we want to have a little toothsome. We want it to have a little bit of a bite, a little okay. al dente, okay? Because it's going to do a little bit more cooking. This sauce is getting to be saucy. We're going to take out the onion, the clove, and the bay leaf.
Okay.
Yes, because those things are going to be, they're a little too chunky. So here we go with the mustard and half of the cheese. You know, we've got 3.5 ounces of Gruyere. You could also do Parmesan or another hard cheese, but we're going to do half of that in now.
Wow, this is rich. I'm liking it.
So thick. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not, you know, this is once a year, all right?
Oh,
you can indulge.
Definitely.
Okay. I've got a little mug, and this mug here, as you can see, it's got fall leaves on it, and a little pumpkin.
Very festive, I see.
Kitten peeking over the pumpkin. Yep, it's very cute, very cute. So what we're going to do, we're going to arrange the pasta so that all the tubes are facing up, because we want to have little places to plant the mushrooms. Okay, we're
very
just going to get these in. We're going to stack them up nicely.
Do the mushrooms actually peep out of the pasta?
They do. They do indeed. They're just little, they peep out of the top, not like peep, peep, like little chickies, but, you know, peep like they're popping out. All right, this is good. This is good. All right, as you can see in the dish, we've got all the noodles arranged. They're all in there nice and tight, not too tight because we still want to have a hole to put the mushrooms in, but they're all stacked up. They're all standing upright. It looks kind of like a honeycomb, you could see.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no honey.
Sort of a mushroomy, oniony honeycomb.
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to pour the sauce over the pasta. You see it? Oh, you see it? It's just going, going right into all the holes.
This fills it up.
Mm. And then we don't want to fill it. We don't want to fill it all the way up to the top because we're going to display some sauce once we put the mushrooms in. So we're just gonna get it almost all the way to the top.
And it's so thick, it's really holding that pasta.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's great. That's all right. Now, so we're gonna take these little mushroom guys. You can see the smaller ones. You can fit a couple of them in there. You can you could fit like a stalk of like 3 or 4. Because they're teeny tiny little guys, but the slightly larger ones, you might just want to stick one in there and then use your artistic talents, like keep them arranged. You don't want to have everybody uniform. Let's put some of these little white guys in here and these little like very small white guys. I'm gonna put them in the side, and it's just like arranging flowers, but it they look like they're just growing out of this pasta. And then like it's more fun with fungus.
And then, with the
caps poking out, we are looking good. And then we're going to sprinkle the remaining cheese over there. And then we're just going to pop it into the oven. So it goes into the oven for 20 to 25 minutes or until the cheese is golden, bubbly. And I just happen to have this finished one right here.
Wow. Oh, look at that. And the cheese is...
I'm just
going to
take some of the chopped parsley, nice fresh chopped parsley. So it looks like they actually grown out of the ground. And there we go. There we go.
It's that like a little scrumptious.
Okay, you guys, let's dig in.
I can't wait.
First bite.
Looks
good. My goodness.
Let me just take a little taste here. And
Mama gazpacho. Everything is complementing each other. This cheese is perfect. The texture is perfect. The mushrooms with the parsley and the bay leaves. Oh my, it is a symphony of flavors going on right now. I have to say, this is one of the greatest things I've ever tasted. Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What?
Oh, yeah, no. It doesn't really taste that good. Oh, can I get a glass of water, please?
You know what? Thank you so much for being here, Mama Gazpacho. And this is going to be a part of my Thanksgivings for years to come. And I just really want to know, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, I tell you what, I am thankful for butter. Just melt it all, put me in a vat of it, and cook me with some onions. Oh, smell delicious.
All right, well, we just want to thank Mama Gazpacho again. Just a wonderful, wonderful recipe. And we're the Tasty Apron, and we hope to see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, dear. Are you okay? What? Here, come here.
Oh, get the bucket, get the bucket.
Yeah, come here. Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry, man.
I see white spots.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for listening to Cheer. We'd like to acknowledge the Evergreen team for making this podcast possible. You can listen to Cheer and more of our podcasts by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app, or visit evergreenpodcast.com. From all of us here at Evergreen, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Kim Thompson, host of Storytime Anytime, a podcast packed with songs, stories, and a whole lot of learning fun. Each episode will explore a new topic like dinosaurs, sharks, space travel, chemistry, horses, reptiles, and so much more. New episodes are out every other week, so check us out wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com. It's really story time and music at its best, exclusively for kids.
This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.